The sound of city centre traffic in Edinburgh is much like that in any city around the world. Cars, motorbikes, the diesel engines of buses, lorries and vans all combine to make a familiar wall of noise that city dwellers know only too well. So it's easy to see why an initiative which aims to get traffic off the streets and reclaim it for pedestrians and cyclists might gather some support. That's why this week saw Edinburgh become the first city in the UK to take part in the Open Streets movement, which will see large chunks of the city centre closed off to traffic for one day a month for the next 18 months. Edinburgh City Council's Transport and Environment convener Leslie McInnes told me more about the initiative.
We as a city are obviously looking at some of the tensions that surround a car dominance in the city and a desire to return some of our streets to a much more pedestrian-friendly and cycle-friendly environment. The Open Streets Initiative is perfect for us because it allows us to showcase what our beautiful historic centre of Edinburgh can look like when we take out cars and other motor vehicles and hand the streets back to people.
Obviously, the main point of Open Streets has been to remove traffic from the streets, but as I understand, there was more to it than that in terms of how the spaces that were opened up were then used in the absence of traffic.
Yes, indeed. We wanted to encourage people to enjoy the streets in a different way. So we've had all sorts of things like yoga in the middle of the road and Tai Chi in front of our cathedral and all sorts of other aspects of life in Edinburgh.
This was obviously only the first such event, but how would you gauge the response thus far?
It's been incredibly positive. We saw thousands of people out enjoying the streets that we did close off. A lot of people are intrigued by the fact that we're hoping to expand on those streets in the coming months, because we intend to do this once per month, really just to begin to monitor the effects and the levels of enjoyment that people are having around an extended network.
Now, initiatives like Open Streets are premised a great deal on a need to lower emissions and air pollution in cities. Gavin Thompson from the environmental campaign group Friends of the Earth says there's an urgency to address these issues.
There's two types of pollution that give us real cause for concern. That's tiny particles that come through the exhaust and from brakes and tyres. There's also a gas called nitrogen dioxide, which comes from older diesel vehicles in particular, are the worst. And they're the ones that are causing the illegal breaches of air pollution legal limits. And it's causing health problems. 2,500 premature deaths every year in Scotland due to air pollution. So from a legal point of view and from a health point of view, we need to be improving our air quality by reducing the number of polluting vehicles on the road.
Open Streets is a move that it's said will cut harmful air pollution from vehicles in Edinburgh. Now, whilst there's no question that closing down streets for a day a month will cut pollution, it is on a Sunday, the least busy day in terms of traffic, and it is only once a month. How serious a contribution can this project then really make?
Firstly, the most obvious one that you highlighted, on that particular Sunday, the first Sunday of every month, there'll be no traffic, which means a much better air quality for everyone to enjoy. And that's only one day out of the month. The much bigger benefit, in my view, is the normalisation of car-free spaces. So encouraging people who are in Edinburgh on that day to realise what's possible for our public spaces when we start to restrict vehicles. We have a lot more space to enjoy, for children to play, and obviously it becomes much easier and safer for walking and cycling.
According to the Scottish Environment Protection Agency, the air quality in Scotland is, generally speaking, better now than at any time since before the Industrial Revolution. That said, air pollution is still viewed as a risk to health, and government statistics estimate that air pollution in the UK reduces life expectancy by an average of 7 to 8 months, with an associated cost of up to €23 billion each year. Whilst all of that highlights the very real need for projects like Open Streets, to see a real impact will require some serious scale, rolling out across more and more streets, in more and more cities, and far beyond just one day a month. Jack Foster, DW, Edinburgh.